Today, we're diving into a fascinating approach that could revolutionize how we train language models, especially in reinforcement learning scenarios. The key innovation here is the concept of self-hinting, which aims to overcome the challenges posed by sparse rewards.
Absolutely. This method allows models to generate their own hints during training, thereby reshaping the distribution of outcomes. It tackles the problem where models often receive identical rewards, which can stifle learning.
Right, and that's particularly crucial because in traditional group relative policy optimization, when rewards are sparse, it leads to what we call advantage collapse. By injecting self-generated hints, the model can maintain a more diverse rollout, which keeps the learning process alive.
That's a game changer. So in practice, developers can leverage this to enhance training efficiency. For instance, in areas like gaming AI, where decision-making is complex, this could significantly improve training outcomes.
Exactly. Imagine a game character that learns more effectively from fewer trials thanks to these self-hints. It could lead to more intelligent AI that adapts to challenges more organically.
However, there are limitations, right? Like, how well does this scale with larger models or more complex tasks? Good point. The paper hints at the need for further empirical testing. Also, the adaptive hinting mechanism raises questions about how to balance between hint strength and the learning context. And let's not forget the potential for broader applications. This kind of approach could be beneficial in education tech, where AI tutors become more effective at guiding students.